I just try and be a good human and to give a great message of self-belief and hope, and to tell people you can do all this and still be a good human, to help other people up.
Face some hard facts and you could have an incredible life.
Every time you want to do something, people will say it's not going to work.
Stop waiting for life to be easy. Stop hoping for somebody to save you.
Gym and sport and exercise in general is great for people because it teaches you discipline. It gives you a purpose and a passion and teaches you discipline, and that if you keep at it and you don't quit and you work your ass off every day, you can get somewhere.
This idea you have that there's a way to be safe, it's childish and cowardly. It stops you from experiencing anything, including anything good.
And that every time you have a great idea, and I think everybody thinks big and everybody dreams, and every little kid out there thinks, I want to be something one day. And then they get shut down. Everybody says, oh, that's not for you. Just be normal, get a normal job, go work in a bank, go to university, just have a safe. And and people think they're hateful. They're not. They just don't want to see you fail. The people close to you think, oh, don't do that. Don't risk it because you might fail.
It's over.
Nothing is over. Nothing. You just don't turn it off.
You've got to take advice, but at the same time, stick to your guns and do what you know in your heart and what your passion is and follow it and make it work.
Who are they to protest me, huh? Who are they? Unless they've been me and been there and know what the hell they're yelling about.
What I learned was not to quit. That carries over into real life.
Hard work makes you successful. Not listening to the naysayers makes you successful. No, working your butt off makes you successful. There's no shortcut. You got to work your ass off. You got to work, work, work.
We kind of want to do things to prove people wrong. And I had this revelation only the last few years that where the essence of it lies is you're almost there. It's not that. It's do it to prove yourself right. So I always have these advisors and people say you can't do it, and I wanted to prove them wrong at first. Now, no, I know where the truth is. Just do it to prove yourself right. Because if they really do hate you and you win and you get it right, they still hate you, they hate you more. And if you fail, they're gonna be the first ones going, ah, I told you so, right? So why would you want to prove someone like that wrong? When they don't give a shit about you, why would you care what they think? And this controls so many things that we do, worrying about approval of others. So I learned to ignore that.
It's nice to get advice from well-meaning people, but you've got to be really careful who you're getting advice from. Make sure their values and their life is kind of aligned. Otherwise, they might be talking shit. You've got to be careful to surround yourself with good people that have got their shit together. Because if you listen to people that are always complaining, it's going to wear you down. Very, very careful not to let people in beyond a certain point. So choose your circle wisely. Listen to the counsel of people that you admire and aspire to be like. Always make the right choices to who you let in. You'll find that everybody's got an opinion, but not everybody's qualified, especially when it comes to you and your life and your goals and who you want to be. Just be careful. Keep your circle really small. So I see a lot of people waiting for the perfect time to get their life started. They think they're going to be happy when they've got the qualification or the money in the bank or the relationship or the job they dreamed of. Guess what? It doesn't work out. You know when you've got nothing or you think it's not coming? That's when you get good at shit. It's as simple as that. No matter what you're going through, don't complain. It's boring, it's offensive, it'll hold you back and nobody cares. So get over yourself, get busy and find the thing you can do. I'm going to tell you something. The fear of regret is way worse than the fear of failure. Because if you fail, you learn, you get up, you do it again. If you don't do anything because of that, and you live with regret, you can't fix that. The fear of failure is one of the greatest retardant of people's success. Because they worry so much about, what if I fail? What if it doesn't work out? What? You have to risk something that matters, or it doesn't count. I've failed so many times, I lost count, you know? Whether it's with business or life or personal stuff, sometimes you screw it up. But you learn and you get better at it, and you master your craft, you become a better human, you help others.
Not every day is going to be fucking sunshine and rainbows.
You ever feel like quitting? You know, I always say don't quit, but everybody faces that, sometimes daily, where you've just had enough and you feel like giving up on yourself and your dreams and your passion. Hey, and I'm just like you, I don't have all the answers. But what I do know is that quitting is not an option. Because if you give up, you're never going to find out how close you were to breaking through, right? Whatever it means, whatever it is. And let me tell you something. Nobody else has to understand or approve what it is that's in your heart, right? So be obsessed, be unreasonable with yourself. Really aim high, dream big, 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 big. Because if you dream small, you're going to get small results. If you dream big and unreasonable, even if you don't get there, you're going to have one hell of a ride. You're going to find out a whole lot along the way, meet some great people, and live your life.
There's so many things you're not going to want to do every day, but if you want to succeed in life, you need to do the things you don't want to do.
So if you're sort of going through life and you're not happy with your existence, and you don't like your job or who you're with or where you live or what you get to do each day, then maybe it's time to shake things up a bit, because you might just get one chance at this. And imagine living with regret when it's too late and you wish that you could have taken a risk or been brave or rolled the dice a little bit. Because this morning I'm walking through a cemetery and wondering, everybody here died, but how many really lived? How do you want to live your life? There's some really old graves here. I'm sure that some of these people didn't get the opportunity that we've got. We live in the greatest time in history, right now. You can read all the books in the world. You can follow all the inspirational people in the world. You can get up and say, yeah, I'm going to do it. But it takes action, real action. You've got to take risks. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to risk something that matters. It's a wonderful world. Just remember, your worst day is better than somebody's best day. So celebrate that. Be the best you can be. You're all in, or you're not in at all.
Everyone can imagine losing the thing that you most prize, the thing that you most love, the thing that you would gladly die for. And that's taken. And it takes a man on a real archery.
That's what it's all about. One step at a time, keep going, do something every day, and never give up. Attitude is everything. No matter what you're facing in life, it's your attitude that will determine your outcome. And you can feel sorry for yourself, or you can get up and get fucking moving. It's up to you. But being a victim never pays off. So I'm going to do this and attack it like a job. I'm going to be obsessed about it. And if you're going to be good at something, you have to be fucking obsessed. Don't hold back. Don't let other people talk you down. Be your very best. And if somebody out there is just about to give up, hang in there. Just never quit, because you don't know how close you are to turning things around and getting your life on track.